King Solomon became king of all Israel. These were his officials: the priest Azariah, Zadok's son; the scribes Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha; Jehoshaphat the recorder, Ahilud's son; the general Benaiah, Jehoiada's son; the priests Zadok and Abiathar; Azariah, Nathan's son, who was in charge of the officials; Zabed, Nathan's son, a priest and royal friend; Ahishar, who was in charge of the palace; and Adoniram, Abda's son, who was supervisor of the work gangs. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel. They supplied the king and his palace with food. Each would provide the supplies for 1 month per year. Here are their names: Ben-Hur in the highlands of Ephraim, Ben-Deker in Maacaz, Shealbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon-Bethanan, Ben-Hesed in Arubath, who had Soko and all the land of Hefer, Ben-Abinadab in all of Nephathdor. Tephath, Solomon's daughter, was his wife. Baana, Ahilud's son, in Taanach, Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean beside Zarethan and below Jezreel, from Beth-Shean to Abel-Meholah, and over to the region opposite Jokmeam; Ben-Geber in Ramoth-Gilead, who controlled the villages of Jair, Manasseh's son, which were in Gilead, and who had the Argob region that was in Bashan; 60 large walled cities with bronze bars; Ahinadab, Iddo's son, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz in Naphtali, who also took Solomon's daughter Basemath as his wife; Baana, Hushai's son, in Asher and Bealoth; Jehoshaphat, Peruah's son, in Issachar; Shimei, Elah's son, in Benjamin; Geber, Uri's son, in the land of Gilead, the land of the Amorite king Sihon, and of King Og of Bashan. And there was a single officer who was in the land of Judah. Judah and Israel grew numerous like the sand alongside the sea. They ate, drank, and celebrated. Solomon ruled over all the states from the Euphrates River through the Philistines' land and as far as the border of Egypt. These areas brought tribute to Solomon and served.